November 26, 2005. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode Lucky 13. Welcome, everybody. It's Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 13, or as I'm calling, Lucky 13. Are you superstitious, Steven?
Not at all.
Yeah, I am.
I crawl under ladders.
Okay, Bill, hey! Bill, are you there in your fortified zombie-proof library?
Yes. I'm one-word answer today.
Now, Bill,
yeah, I'm here.
All the zombies, are they gone? Dead?
No, they're not. It's still pretty bad zombie infestation over here.
Man, it's crazy, because on our side of town, it's fine. I haven't seen a single zombie. I wonder what's making them go to that side of town.
Well, they have put a blockade up,
oh.
So they're not able to get over to the good side of town.
The mall's over there.
How many?
Yeah.
What's your death toll? What would you say? How many zombies have you taken down this week?
I probably take down at least one every hour.
That's awesome.
Wow. Good target practice.
Are you
quite
running
a pile out in front of the old
Do you need
library.
Us to put some sandwiches in a little saddlebag on a dog and have them run over to your house?
My dog Chips.
And then when
No,
you're
I've been eating the zombie meat.
Nice. See, they never think of doing that in movies.
See, it's a little gamey, but
gamey?
A little bit of
once you cook
marination.
It, it kills the zombie virus.
Well, if you on it, it tastes a little better.
Yum.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that? See, the thing that I worry about is when you send a dog over to bring you food, that some girl might go, "Oh, my poor dog," and like drive a truck over there, endangering everyone's lives just for this stupid dog, you know. But
I just want to kill people like that.
Anyway, I'm talking about Dawn of the Dead, where the problem I had with that movie is how everyone was just stupid. Hey guys, it was Thanksgiving week.
I mean, they were in a mall. Couldn't they have a
I just moved on.
Remote control.
Sorry.
Steven's got a bit of a... He's got a 3-second delay.
Hey, and Vanessa, how are you doing? Did you have a happy Thanksgiving?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, seeing all the relatives.
Did you see me there?
Oh, yeah, you too.
Yeah, we ate some turkey.
It was good, the ham, honey-baked ham.
My favorite is dressing. Oh, no.
From what I understand, Vanessa choked on some chicken, too.
No, my favorite is stuffing.
Wow.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Brothers don't like to hear that stuff.
Does Foggy know what you guys are talking about? Now, besides Thanksgiving, and before I move on, did you guys, any of you guys catch the Thanksgiving parade, the Macy's parade?
Oh, why even remind me, you bastard?
I used to like that as a kid because you see all the floats.
I loved the parade as a kid.
They've turned.
I haven't watched it in ages.
They had the floats with like the superheroes.
Yeah,
and
underdog
out, like, whole
and
thing. And
yeah,
you had
something snagged on a light pole and it fell on some woman's head.
Yeah,
well, that happens every year.
But they,
you know,
it's turned into preteen pop stars lip syncing songs and.
Well, it depends on which one you watch. I think that's the CBS one. The NBC one is the douche chill filled
well,
Broadway.
I think they're both the same parade. They're just further down the street, aren't they?
I think they have different locations. It's the same parade, but CBS had a bunch of
CBS has guys in alleys, homoerotic dancers who run out before they come down their side of the street. It's crazy.
It was really awful. It's like NBC had performances from all the Broadway things. Like, did you know they actually made a musical out of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
I had heard that. Is it any
good?
It
was so freaking awful. The song the guy sang was I Want Big Stuff or something. I thought he was talking about But I guess he was talking about material items.
Let me guess, did it have Kelsey Grammer in it?
No, it had some guy that wanted...
Okay.
Now, Dirty Rotten...
Nathan Lane?
I'm curious about it.
A different gay Play. Broadway actor.
Hey, did anybody buy the Xbox 360?
No, and I'm glad I didn't now.
Yeah, so am I.
I wish I would have bought it, and then I would have sold that bad boy on eBay for over $1,000.
I think even those, well, people are buying it because they're stupid, but I think even those are going to start coming down now with word of all the overheating.
Yeah,
I
that's one of my stories.
Yeah, not only have I
bought them and can only play them for like 30 minutes and then the system shuts down.
I've also heard the DVD playback quality has a lot of, grain and stuff.
Yeah, I think Microsoft made a big mistake in rushing this out before PlayStation 3. They should have held back on it and perfected it. But did anyone see the brick, the power brick that this thing uses?
No.
It's almost bigger than the system.
Wow.
It uses, didn't put the power supply inside of it because of the trouble with the original Xbox. But the brick is enormous. This thing must be like 8 inches tall, 4 inches wide, and at least 10 pounds.
Damn.
My gosh.
Well,
it's huge.
This kind of, like, when this came out, I kept hearing or reading about things where guys were fighting over Xboxes, like, hey, that's mine, it's the final one. But then over Thanksgiving, the next day, they open all the stores at 5 a.m., and they're like, you see it all over the news, and it's every year, and it drives me crazy. They have the stories about, hey, it's going to be a busy shopping day, everybody.
Yes.
Get up bright and early to find those bargains.
Black Friday.
Yeah. I actually have this news story here, and this is exactly what you hear every year.
It is packed. It is a packed house. The parking lot is full. Put on your walking shoes. I know Becky keeps saying it's cold outside. I'm cold. I'm by the door, but people need to be having shorts and a t-shirt for as much running around they're going to do. People have been lined up. This is a 24-hour store. They came in at midnight. They lined up, but they couldn't get what they wanted until 5 o'clock until they said go. So take a look at the scene. Once they said go and you can grab what you wanted, people were waiting in line for a plasma TV that they could get for $1,000. Other people you're looking at that were in line were waiting for a TV-DVD combo for $129. They said they were trying to get everything on their Christmas list,
yeah,
get it all done in a day.
Gear.
And people teamed up. They said it took a village. They brought family members and strategically placed them throughout the store to get those good deals, whether it was on electronics or toys or that plasma TV. It means serious business to all of them, especially when it comes to these good deals.
Now, they do this story in probably every city in the country about people. But I thought it was an interesting thing here is a buddy here at the Sprawl Mart in Mulberry, they catch everything on video, and they have microphones so they can see what's going on. He snuck me out this tape out the back door. It's great audio. It's the sound of what it sounds like of everybody being let in the store at 5 a.m. to start their shopping. Now, just listen to this. It sounds like it could be from a zombie movie or something, or like, some kind of disaster is happening.
Outside my library.
This is everybody just piling in. People are being trampled. People are shoving old ladies aside. There's people doing karate. There's people, they have Scracco plasmas, they're throwing out the window.
Scracco plasma.
Westinghouse LCD television.
Yeah. That's the thing. They said, everyone's here to get a $1,000 plasma. It's like, hello, do they not know anything about a low price on something isn't exactly good quality,
They don't care.
And it's plasma.
It's plasma.
See, I just don't understand that. Why people, like, hey, I'm going to get up at the butt crack of dawn, and I'm going to go load up on
because you
crap
know
at Walmart.
These people are the lowest common denominator of the human species. They're incredibly stupid. They sit outside these retail businesses waiting to get in to get this garbage that they've lowered the prices on. They're completely stupid. I saw a guy sitting out of Best Buy on the news so he could save $600 on a Westinghouse LCD television. Are you a freaking idiot? You're paying a premium for a television that's flat. You could have saved $600 by just buying a 26-inch television.
Slacker. Do you want to be a slacker for the rest of your life?
I know. It's like they want to, hey, I'm going to do all my Christmas shopping in one day. That's the thing. You don't have to do it on that day. You know, yeah. I've worked in retail. It's a bunch of crap. You don't have to do it on that Friday.
You don't have to do it at all.
I slept all day yesterday.
And you know what? It's not going to matter. I don't care how much they lower the prices on this crap. It's still going to be a shit season because nobody goes to these stores.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
people that go to those stores are the idiots, and they're not saving any money.
I'm not going to do my shopping at Walmart. You know, they move into towns and they destroy.
They treat
what's
their employees
here.
Like crap.
So far, Mulberry's avoided the sprawl. We have a sprawl mart here, but it's not a Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't. All right. Now, in the news this week, guys, and another note, is a very favorite actor of mine passed away. Do you guys know who I'm speaking of?
Yeah. Scott Jacoby?
David Lee?
No, oh, that was last week.
That was last week. Oh, okay. The week before was Red Six. No. Man, you know who it is. Why don't you just say it?
Pat Morita.
Yes, Norizuki.
Mr. Miyake.
Norizuka Wookie, Pat Morita. No, is it Noriyuki Pat Morita?
Oh, I thought you said Wookie.
Yeah, Wookie Pat Morita died.
And he was older than I thought he was.
Oh, he was
what
ancient.
The hell is that, Foggy?
He was old when he was on Happy Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he was just balding.
But
no, he was old.
He was
an old Asian man.
He was in that cool karate movie.
Screw the small judo man.
Yeah, he was a small judo man. Wax on, wax off. You know what's funny is there was an episode of The Office where the main guy and the other guy were going to fight karate, and there was a guy, he goes, sweep the leg! And I just thought that was hilarious, because I love that part in Karate Kid.
That is great. We need more Karate Kid drops. Foggy.
Yeah.
So what did he
Foggy,
die
that
from?
Is...
What did Mr. Miyagi die from? Did it just
old age?
I don't know if did he stroke out or
you know what? It's
kind of
the reason is very mysterious. Nobody's giving you a certain reason.
Ninjas snuck what? Into
ninjas?
His house.
Yeah. I knew it. It's those damn kids from that village in Karate Kid 2.
He was finally taken out by the Yakuza after all this time.
Maybe that old shuriken wound in his back opened up.
I heard it was from a man who was fighting
it's like
for
the
his
master.
Honor.
Oh, the old shuriken wound in my back.
Won't heal.
Good, somebody got it.
Punch your face for free.
What was the guy that sang that song in Karate Kid 2? Peter...
Cetera.
Yeah, it was Peter Cetera that killed him.
Yeah, like a knighting shining armor from a long time ago.
Yes.
Now, do you think that, you know, he was Arnold on Happy Days. Do you think he got sick of, hey, Mr. Miyagi? He's like, yeah, that movie was like 20 years ago.
No, I was Arnold!
He's like, dude, I was Arnold on Happy Days! But also, I mean... You know what was funny is today, actually, the next
Ralph
Karate
Macchio
Kid
died?
Was on, where Michael Irons,
Stank.
Yeah, Michael Ironside is the bad guy in that. And
But Hillary Swank's boobs in that movie.
But what's so funny,
holy shit.
At the end, Pat Morita or Miyagi has a fight with Michael Ironside, and he's kicking his ass, but his karate moves are so slow, it's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's like,
I know.
Well,
like he goes to throw a punch, he's like, okay, move out of the way real quick. You know, he's just like...
Mr. Miyagi. He beat him with Tai Chi.
Yeah. He used the capoeira. Yeah, he did that
capoeira.
That meditating. He did that would have been awesome if he did the dancing type martial arts, like Only the Strong.
That'd be great if he's drunken
the
brawling
drunken
or whatever.
Yeah, that's, man, you will
I
be
think
missed,
Mr.
Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi studied with David Carradine.
Yeah.
I love those Tai Chi videos.
Oh, yeah, I remember when David... Carradine had his own, like, Kung Fu
it's
DVDs
funny, now,
you could
like,
order.
David Carradine's the cool guy, but 10 years ago, he was the Tai Chi guy, so,
yeah.
You know, things change, but
that
still.
Reminds me, when Kill Bill was coming out and he was doing interviews and stuff, he would get defensive. They go, hey, is Quentin Tarantino gonna do for your career what he did for John Travolta? He's like, maybe, but my career has never stopped. I've been working continuously. It's like, dude, come on.
You were the Tai Chi guy. Give it up.
Yeah, it's like...
And doing exercise videos doesn't count.
Yeah.
You're no longer the grasshopper.
It's like, come on.
The grasshopper. Yeah.
Christie Brinkley's doing them, too. I don't call that a career
from my
in
hand.
Film.
If I interviewed him, I would have rolled out some rice paper and said, walk on it without breaking it.
Gosh.
Grasshopper.
You want to see me kick some ass? I don't fucking karate.
Hey guys, let's do some entertainment. Hi, guys. Let's do some entertainment. Now, this is the holiday season where lots of crazy holiday spectacular movies come out.
Movies?
Has anyone gone to see any of these new holiday movies?
What new holiday?
Harry
what
Potter?
What would you consider a holiday movie?
movies that come out
Just
during
Friends
the holiday season.
Just Friends.
Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds?
You know, Vanessa, it's funny that you mentioned Just Friends. Let's check out the trailer.
God, I love my life.
You're awesome.
Those are awesome.
Music producer Chris Brander has it all.
I saw you flirting with me out there. How could you do that to your boyfriend?
We're just friends.
But in high school, things were a little different.
You mean more to me than anyone in this whole world.
Really?
I love you, Chris. I'll be there. Like a brother. We're friends, right?
Just leave him alone!
Oh my God!
10 years later, touring with the world's hottest pop star.
God, I want to lick your skin off.
Oh, I love Anna
Faris. For the holidays.
Hi, Mom.
This is my brother, Mike.
You're hot.
I know.
Now, when he sees the girl he never forgot,
Jamie,
he's going to get a second chance.
Oh my God.
With a mafia princess.
To win his first love.
Wow, Chris.
Jamie Palomino.
But it's going to be a lot harder.
We're going to be more than just friends.
Mom! I need my skates to show off my talents.
You're a lot better than before.
Than he ever thought.
I'm sorry, okay?
What a fight for!
Yeah, it's got Chris Klein in it. They dug him out from under a rock.
You have a robot?
We've got Anna Faris, Amy Smart, Ryan Reynolds.
I can't compete with this guy. You see him play that guitar? It's like he has 15 fingers.
Nice outfit, by the way.
Oh, he's got Ryan Reynolds in a fat suit, which is comedy gold, right, guys?
I'll look at him in anything.
Flat. Presents.
So you even like a fat Ryan Reynolds?
You always be fat. Have you seen his body?
Ryan Reynolds, Amy Smart,
yeah.
God, that's perfection.
And Chris Klein.
The terrible coming in for a kiss, but she wants a hug. Then they get caught in a sort of kiss hug limbo type thing.
You gave her a body shake?
Just Friends.
Hey, Merry Christmas, neighbor.
This is a stupid song.
Goddamn door.
You have a robot?
It looks cute. It looks like I can't believe I just described the movie as cute, but I'm gonna say
it looks cute.
I'm gonna say this: that DVD rental.
Yeah.
If it has him with his shirt off, I'll be there. You have to admit the guy's.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Vanessa, I didn't once see his shirt off in the trailer, so I can't. I don't know about that.
I know. What is it?
Since it's supposed to be taking place up in Canada anyway.
Yeah, it's like in the wintertime. He's got a parka on the whole movie.
I
might be interested to see his wife, or Alanis Morissette, with
his future wife.
Shirt off.
Yeah, his future wife. Why would he pick her?
What do you mean?
She's...
You don't just pick someone, Vanessa. You fall in love with them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, she seems to have a good personality.
Horrible body, though.
When have you seen her body? Have you seen her?
What about that video where they're showing her pretty much naked, except you know they blurred out?
That was like 10 years ago.
Oh, and you think she got better?
Hey, it's possible.
You never know. Some people improve with age. Look at Joan Rivers.
Anyone? Yeah, no kidding. Now she looks like a retarded cat, hairless cat.
She looks like the world's ugliest dog that also died last week.
In a wind tunnel.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
What the hell does that mean? All right.
The little ugly dog died.
Yeah, the ugliest dog in the world dropped dead.
Hey, speaking of Ryan Reynolds, have you seen the new Amityville Horror?
No, I haven't. Is that good?
I actually liked it. I thought it was pretty good. They changed it enough to where you didn't, go, oh, I already know what's going to happen.
You mean because it wasn't already a fake story? So they couldn't change it?
That's why. Well, I know we've talked about this on the show before, but the whole based on the true story, it should be based on the true story that was turned into, that was
based on a fake story. Yeah.
This based on the hoax. Okay, whatever. Hey guys, what's on your TiVo?
Two
Okay.
Okay, Foggy, thanks. It's a TiVo. Hey, okay, this is What's on Your TiVo, and let me just say right away that a lot of shows weren't on this week. There were reruns of Smallville, mm-hmm. right?
And Judge Judy.
Reruns. What? Judge Judy? Do you watch that?
Yeah, I love Judge Judy.
But it was actually a Smallville I hadn't seen, so...
Yeah. Oh, really?
Are you the boss, applesauce?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
That's what she says. I'm the boss, applesauce.
Yeah, she hasn't said that in a long time. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You gotta read her book, though. It's hilarious.
She probably didn't say it for a long time, because once people start quoting you, you're like, oh, God, what have I become?
Yeah, I know.
Watch out for snakes!
Now, a show that was not a rerun was The Apprentice. Donald Trump's The Apprentice.
Wasn't there, like, 2 hours of that crap?
Well, the first one was, like, a clip show.
Yeah, what they do every year. Every season, I mean.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't watch that. I skipped it on purpose because...
yes or no!
I didn't want to know any of that crap. But the real episode, the Donald has the market a perfume for Shania Twain. How does he get these celebrities to be on the show? Is what
he
I want to
know.
Blackmail.
Yeah, blackmail. Blackmail. It'd be unfortunate for this news to get out. If you do my show, if we have... Okay, here's what he wanted everyone to do. You have to get everyone to call this number about her latest fragrance. Hey, I'm interested enough. I'm going to call this number and figure out, you know, what's going on with that fragrance.
No. It's to get a free sample.
Yeah. This is why I need you to describe what happened to us.
Well, they have some new type of advertising called wrapping, where it's like this... almost like cellophane that you put an advertisement on. It sticks on like a big sticker like you see in windows at stores. And they had to pick anything they wanted. They had a $10,000 budget. And they got, I think, 10,000 yards of this wrapping. And they had to go out and advertise it with each of them had their 1-800 number. And whoever had the most calls to get the free sample would win.
Right. And I saw the various ways they did it. One was to have people walk around with billboards on them. Uh-huh. You know, another one, which was a really stupid idea,
did
is to
say like the end is near.
Yeah, the end is near, and check
boards.
Out this latest fragrance
and
by Shania
a bowl of soup for $2.50.
As they put the billboard on, I was going to say wagons, but you know the
carriages.
Carriages. Yeah, so you could walk around. Like, how many people even look at a carriage? You know, like,
well, that's
hey.
What the bullhorns were for. You say, hey, come on, call it, come on.
Yeah,
hey,
talk
hey,
about.
Hey, look at
so
all
so you're
cars.
In New York City with a thing that moves slower than the regular traffic.
And Vanessa, what did they do with the bullhorns? Explain that.
Oh, okay. One team had called. There weren't that many bullhorns to get, so they called Radio Shack and had 10 put on hold. The only 10 in the city. Well, the other team called Radio Shack and found out by accident that the other team was doing. So they went in and pretended like they were that team and got all of their bullhorns right before.
How
they
are
got
there only 10 bullhorns in New York?
In the city.
In the
where
city.
They were. Yeah.
How? How is that possible?
Well, I don't think a lot of people carry a big star.
From what I understand, Ty Pennington bought them all.
Oh, yeah. So hey, gang! You know, this is how you make a bullhorn. You take a sheet of paper and you roll it up and go, everybody.
Need a paper towel roll.
Yeah. Yeah, that Ty Pennington guy.
I like his soul patch.
His crooked soul patch. That guy needs to be killed. All right.
Our show of Extreme Home Makeover needs to be killed.
So basically what it comes down to is they had to get more calls than the other team.
Right. And they won by 5.
And the team that Adam was on did not win, unfortunately.
How many phone calls were made? 5?
It was like 995 and 990 or something like that.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
They got nearly 1,000.
I would have put on the sign, call for an erotic message from Shania Twain.
Now, were you guys surprised that Adam was fired? Did you think the blonde chick was going to get fired instead?
Yeah, I think she... Well, he thought of the stupid carriages, and that was a dumb idea.
It was a really stupid idea. The guy...
Adam's the uptight young kid, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The worst part about him is when he tries to tell Trump about his positives, he just sounds like a jackass. I'm a real go-getter, and I'm very organized. It's like, dude, just shut up.
I know. I couldn't do that. Like, I'm really great, and this is why.
Hey, Trump, I could comb your hair for you. I got a switchblade comb right here. He's like, you're fired, era. You're fired.
What is he all of a sudden Italian for?
Hey, you're fired. I don't know. I can't speak in any thing. The only impression I can do is Jean-Luc Picard. Engage!
And a hick.
Let's listen to Adam getting S-can.
I've really heard enough.
Felicia, you did a terrible job negotiating for the temps. But Adam, you spent over half your budget on carriages that looked horrible and ineffective. And therefore, Adam, you failed.
He did it like a subdued fired. We could barely hear him say the word fired. You're fired.
He didn't. Well, it was a hard one. You liked
Paul. Thank you very much.
Era, you'll take the carriage over the Chappaquiddick, see if
Era,
you survive.
I got these synthesizers over here banging on bongos.
What the hell is Trump talking about?
Era.
I see, and he got the last episode, we forgot to mention that the old fogey is back.
George.
Oh, George. Yeah,
George.
He's completely clueless.
It's like, why does he even, the blonde chick, the purpose she serves on the show is they always show her where she visits to see how they're doing, and you always see her shaking her head like, oh, like in every episode. Does she always do that?
No, she's had some times where she's like, you know, that's a really good idea that they did that, and it looks like they're on the right track. Right?
Yeah, you're a woman. It looks. Didn't it? On that clip, it sounded like. This is the first time, I don't know, I noticed that Trump's voice, it sounded like they ADR'd his voice after the episode. Like, Trump, it didn't really come off very well. Let's redo it.
They always ADR his voice.
And it sounded like they redubbed it or something.
Every time that they go out for a task or something and he's not on camera. That's all ADR'd. It's obvious.
Have you guys noticed when the beginning of the show, he's like, last week on The Apprentice, and he's like yelling, like really loud. It's like,
he doesn't understand.
They need to put some headphones on and go, dude, this is how loud you are. He goes, I'm the Donald. I can be as loud as I want.
Everybody wants to hear my voice.
I'm the Donald.
Those are the worst freaking accents.
I know. Who's that supposed to be?
It's like Boston, oh, Southern, Midwest.
Like I said, the only impression I can do, the only perfect impression I can do is Jean-Luc Picard.
We know. Engage.
What? It's perfect. Here it is.
Engage.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Wow. That was impressive.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Okay, here's another one.
Picard to Enterprise. Energize.
See, I even did music with my voice. It's perfect.
That's very impressive.
Now, it was a new Veronica Mars this week, and what's very... Bill, you checked out Veronica Mars, correct, sir?
Yeah, I normally do.
Now, at the beginning, it opens with a Duncan dream. Duncan, her boyfriend, and he's dreaming...
Your kid Duncan.
Yeah, no kidding. It makes me think of donuts, but he's dreaming of his ex-girlfriend who's in a coma, but Veronica's in the dream, and she's, like, in a slutty outfit, like fishnet and, like, a bra thing, and I just thought that was interesting. But this whole episode is about Veronica helping Logan find himself innocent, because apparently a witness says he killed someone that wasn't really there, and she's trying to help prove his innocence. And they end up going to the Fighting Fitzpatrick's bar, which was kind of scary, didn't you think, Bill, when the dude throws Veronica up on the table and he's, like, going to kill her or whatever, and then Logan has a pistol? I thought it was kind of goofy that she was pissed off at him for having a gun. You know, it's like, dude, he just saved your life, you know? What?
It's so quiet.
But the interesting thing is that the story with her dad, he's investigating with these parents whose son died in the bus accident. He was like he died, but he's haunting them, or at least, you know, that's what these people are trying to make them think. And they keep putting little model buses in their house where, you know, their son died in a bus accident, right? And anyway, they're making this family live in torment that their son died, and they keep reminding them of his death with a bus and stuff like that. And it turns out he did a pirate radio show that where he talked crap about everybody at the school, and he was gay, and they tried to send him to gay camp. What?
It just sounds so bad.
Yeah, but it was a great episode, though.
Yeah, it was, but it just doesn't come across real well.
You know, what the thing that I thought was kind of they dropped the ball on is they said that, you know, he was doing a pirate radio show about their school. Wouldn't he, in reality, he'd do like a podcast. Like, he was doing the pump up the volume.
Radio, like, pump up the volume.
Yeah, there's a part where Veronica and Deb from Napoleon Dynamite, they're tracking down the radio signal to see where the dude lives. And this is what happens.
Miss Mars.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Would you mind if we used your phone?
It's the vice principal's house.
Right. Actually, we're here to see Vincent. We have some homework questions. You are so dead, I know, whatever. You're the one who was all, let's go see what Vincent's doing. I wonder what Vincent's up to.
I caught you a delicious bass.
I'd greatly prefer if next time you would call first.
Okay.
Son?
Yeah, the dude.
Stop masturbating in there.
Private basement time, remember?
Private basement time.
Veronica, I'm whacking in.
Yeah, he's got his pirate radio thing going. It's just so out of, pump up the volume. She even mentions that.
Samantha Massis down there.
Hey, Vincent, what you doing?
If the girls would like some snacks and soda.
Wieners.
Look, what are you doing here?
Protein shake.
Hoping to bust a move.
What's the sticky sock doing here?
I caught you a delicious bass.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!
It's good to see Deb working, that's all. Anyway, great episode. Thanks for helping me out, guys. I was like, come on, somebody jump in here. Jesus.
Nobody saw it except
you. It's like I'm doing a fucking pirate radio show in my basement, jerking it with a sock or something. Jesus, I need some help here.
You're on your own.
So did you guys really not watch it? Did you not see it, Bill?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
I have it on my TiVo, but I didn't watch it.
No, he's not going to watch it. He's afraid.
Did anybody see My Name is Earl?
I watched it, yes.
It was hilarious.
It was a good one.
Here's Steven with his yawning on during the show. So you're doing it again. Oh, yeah, I checked it out. It's like, no, but what was funny about the show is Earl shows up to the girl who's missing a leg because he once stole a car from a girl with one leg and he wants to make it up for
her. And he gets beat up by her boyfriend with no arms.
Yeah, that's what's hilarious.
And one arm.
She's all mad and all of a sudden her boyfriend comes out and he's got like one of those hook hands and he's got two like spring legs and he's chasing him down the street like boing, boing, boing and it was hilarious.
And he's got one arm.
And I love Randy. Randy's like, I sure would like to have robot legs. He goes, I wouldn't mind having robot hands too, but I want my real thumb. And he's basically, it turns out that him and Randy have treated his dad especially like crap through the years because he's been such a horrible son and gotten into trouble. And one of the things they did is they glued a Hitler mustache on his lip while he's
trying to run for office.
Yeah, his dad wants to run for mayor because they're planning on making planes, you know, their flight route right over their neighborhood. And of course, Earl screws it up by tackling a police officer on the news who just tasered Joy when they got pulled over, which is great. But the funny thing is, when Earl shows up to his parents,
go well with the television descriptions.
What's hilarious is when Randy shows up to, or not Randy, when Earl shows up to his parents after all these years, he's like, "I'd just like, you know, to talk to you again, and maybe me and Randy could come over sometime." And all of a sudden, Randy comes out of the bathroom and he goes, "Randy," and he goes, "No," and he backs back into the bathroom, and she's like, Randy's coming over here. Has
been over here every Sunday eating dinner with us.
Like for years. And he's like, well, why Randy and not me? It's because Randy's just simple. You're bad. And so he wants to win his parents back over.
Okay.
Did you not watch this either, Bill?
No, I told you. I caught the ass end of it.
Ah, tell us about the ass end, Bill.
All I saw was where Earl got tasered and then got bailed out by his dad, who was Beau Bridges.
Yeah, which he was great as the dad. Every time a plane flies over. Oh, this is the funny thing I want to mention to you, Steven. His dad runs a frame shop.
Which is funny. Shit.
Yeah, he runs a You Frame It shop. Remember that? And I thought that was hilarious. But it was a great episode. And Billy, you ought to check it out sometime.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, guys. I just haven't had time to watch any of this stuff on my TiVo yet.
Hey, it was a holiday week, man. We got
nothing but time. Did you go shopping on Black Friday?
Yeah, I pushed a bunch of old ladies over. And...
Hey, we had the American Video Awards? Did you guys check that out?
Yeah.
No, nobody watches that.
American Music Awards.
You know, there's a lot of things in this world that are, I mean, you've got the war in Iraq, you've got terrorism, you've got all these horrible things, you've got the avian flu, but when Will Smith...
The avian flu!
When the bird flu...
Damn bottled water flu.
Damn bottled water flu.
You guys know what I mean. What is the word, really?
Avian bird flu.
That's what I said. Avion.
You said avion.
I know. That's the word. Isn't that the word? Oh, Greece is the word.
Avian. Avian. Not avion.
Very disappointed.
Oh, avian flu. Okay. Well, back to what I was saying. That's one of the things that scares me, too. Avian water and avian flu, terrorism, Bert is evil. But when Will Smith gave his speech, it made me feel better about life. And I want you guys to hear.
He gave a speech?
Listen to this.
You know, it's
much love.
I mean, y'all know what kind of world it is. It's hard sometimes, you know, to stay committed to principles, to stay committed to ideas, and in the face of a world where things are leaning another direction. There's a pull, there's a gravitational pull to negativity, and I just want y'all to know from the bottom of my heart, I'm gonna hold it down as long as I can.
Oh, hell no.
Complete idiot.
And so,
that's great, Larry.
I just felt more at peace, and I felt better about life after that. How do you guys feel?
What an arrogant asshole.
When he starts talking about the Earth's gravitational pull, I got kind of scared there, but...
yeah. Did he talk about, like, polar ice caps?
You know, man, the Earth is like a gravity and, like...
It's pulling
like, scientific stuff and, like, meteors and aliens, but... Oh, hell no! Woo! Yeah! You tell them, Fresh Prince.
I beat the aliens once.
Now listen to this. I killed aliens. I killed robots. I'm the Fresh Prince. Nuff said. But I was just like, everyone just, after I watched that, I realized at the AMAs, you could say anything at those things and everyone just kisses your ass.
I want to thank God. Because without him, I would not be able to sing this song.
But see, that's
thank God for hating the other singers so much for not giving them enough points.
With like Tom Cruise, he could get away with it. He could say,
Tom
"I just want to thank L. Ron Hubbard for everything that's happened," and everyone would be like, "Oh, okay, yeah, woohoo!"
The ones looking around going, "Who the fuck is L. Ron Hubbard?
Like, who
is that? His dad?"
And L. Ron, the overlords who captured Xenu and kept him in his keeping.
Xenu was the overlord. Steven.
I know. I said they
we have to explain to you.
No, they captured him and put him in his prison,
his galactic prison with a battery.
Oh, so Xenu's being held in the Celebrity Center in the basement.
My
exactly.
Exactly.
Steven is my name.
You ever see that speech Tom Cruise or the acceptance thing he gave at like the Nickelodeon Awards or whatever?
No, I bet that was heartfelt.
Love?
No, what did he say?
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Anything dealing with him, I avoid.
He said much love, and that's it?
Yeah, he said much love.
He just
what does that mean?
I guess he has much love for everyone.
Ow.
At what point, you know, does somebody just say, okay, we've had it with the Scientologists?
Yeah, no, when do they say, we're not going to interview you anymore? But I...
Yeah, oh, we have to stay tuned for... We made one big mistake in that we all missed the remake of the Poseidon Adventure, the
yes.
Oh, remake, man. With Adam Baldwin and...
Shannon Doherty?
No. Or... Adam Baldwin and Steve Guttenberg.
And Randy Quaid.
Yeah, yeah. Huge cloud of shit. Wow.
But
did the shit cloud capsize the boat?
Listen to me, people. We cannot miss the Barbara Walters 10 Most Interesting People.
Oh, of course
week.
Not. Because she
According
knows.
To who?
That's real
she's
rock.
Gonna, she's going to interview Tom Foose.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Here are mine.
The last time she interviewed John Travolta, he talked about how, because of Scientology, he can lay his hands on people and heal them. So I'm just waiting
what?
To see. Yeah, don't you remember that?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he sat there with his wife and said, yes, I can actually lay my hands on a person and pull the sickness out of them.
So he can energize them?
The God to Enterprise.
Yes, he's
energize.
Down with the sickness.
Down with the sickness. Nice. You know, I'm thinking that all of this is related to zombies. In Mulberry.
In some weird way, I think it is also.
Now,
in fact, I think that's who's sending the zombies after Scientology.
Yeah. Let's bring back the undead to get rid of that dude.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start reciting verses of Dianetics, and hopefully they'll start to snap out of it and leave.
You know, I think it's time we cover a show much like Scientology, and that's Lost. The show, when it's raining on the island, always makes me have to pee during it. I'm like, come on, I gotta go! It's running water through the whole episode!
Zaid! Zaid, no!
Zaid's pissed!
He has to pee.
I have to go urinate behind the bushes!
Don't stop me!
Mr. Echo, why are you tackling him? He just said he had to whiz! Yeah, the only thing he wants to do is blow her away.
That's what everybody wants to do.
Yeah, he wants to do what we all want to do. He wants to kill Anna Lucia. And I swear you, when Mr. Echo tackles him, you hear him say, me first!
Don't move! Nobody
it's
move!
It's not Anna Lucia, it's Anal Lucia.
Yeah, Anal Lucia. Now you hear there, she gives an order, nobody move. And basically through the whole, this whole episode... All she's doing is bossing people around, acting paranoid, and being mean, you know. And in her flashbacks, she's exactly that same way. Yeah, when you find out she's a cop, the guy hands her a badge, you're back on the force or whatever. How did you just go, yeah, we knew. I mean,
yeah.
We all knew she was a cop. It's the only way the writers could explain what a bitch she is. Let's make her a cop.
What, you saying all cops are bitches or something?
No, I'm just saying they have to find a reason...
The reason for her being so bossy.
If he won't say it, I will. Cop is the bitches.
No, they had to explain why her character's so bitchy. So they're like, let's make her cop. That way cops are bossy and they know what they're doing.
I thought
and they order
she
people
suffered
around.
From early menopause.
Hey, that's a sore subject on this show. No.
Oh, wait, I thought that was a sore subject in our news.
Yeah, even the... Okay. That's what I said on our show. Stop down. No, but here's what happened, Steven. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Her mom is the police captain.
Right.
Rachel Tenochtin!
Which is, yeah.
Nicotin.
Rachel Nicotine, I think is her name. She is the captain of the police force, and that's very unrealistic, I think.
And
why?
She's also a guard on a plane that flies convicts.
You're talking about Con Air.
I thought
no. What she is,
I thought
she was part
of the secret revolution. On
yeah, on
red
Mars.
Planet. Yeah.
Get your ass to Mars. Yeah, but anyway,
what was the guy's name that was in the guy's stomach?
Quato.
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 Quato. Okay, basically, what happened is she's all hopped up, and she pulls her guns on people a lot, and she's a real angry, and she's got to deal with it. And one of the guys from Band of Brothers is her partner, and
I'm telling you, it's because she has dry syndrome.
Oh gosh!
Holy!
Nobody can even comment on that one.
Wow!
Wow,
Billy.
So basically,
she's quiet.
She got shot and stuff, and now she's all mad about it, and it turns out she's pregnant. And this is the only part I did like of the show, and I swear to God, I was gritting my teeth, and I was clenching my fist, because she annoys me so much. But when she blows the dude away, I thought that was pretty cool. You know? That was good.
She walked up and did the old...
And did you guys feel the way I do? They keep showing her, and that, you know, she's like, no, don't go to the camp, we gotta wait around here. And Mr. Echo's like, screw this, I'm taking Sawyer. And I really like that he's standing up to her.
Yeah.
And when you finally see Jack and Hurley and Kate, I was like, oh, the characters I actually like!
Exactly.
I was like, oh, the characters I like!
And I am so sick and tired of... You know what else was a good moment, though? I'm really sick and tired of the others, or the udders.
Yeah, the udders!
Udders!
Udders! Yeah, those damn cows!
It was so funny when he was yelling udders. I love that.
Yeah, the funniest part about that is they're like, what is he saying? He speaks another language. He's udders. Korean.
Udders.
But I was glad to see Rose and Bernard reunited. That made me smile.
Dog and Michael, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, the way they did the music when he's running up to the dog in slow motion, I thought they were going to make out. He's going to just start going to town with the dog.
Bo Derek and Ten.
Yeah, I liked when Locke and Mr. Echo meet. It's right then, you know, they... You know, it's like, hey, you're my version of me on the other side of the island.
you're me over there.
Of the tailenders.
Oh.
I'm Locke of the tailenders. The ass enders. And I like how... this is the first time they really show just how much firepower they have in that hatch. They got like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Locke was looking...
They got Druganov sniper rifles. They got... AK-47s. They got HK... they got 40 watt... Phase plasma rifles.
I heard they've got 21.1 gigawatt.
Yeah. They've got 10 millimeter explosive tip caseless standard light armor piercing rounds. I mean, it's just shit traps. They've got ST grenades. They just got everything. They can take on the others. Let's see how those others handle getting sprayed in feces with one of those ST grenades.
I don't understand what they're so afraid of if they're just udders. I mean, cows aren't that big a thing.
Put big rubber gloves on and start milking them bastards.
Well, this is the thing.
I know what to do. They need to wait till night, sneak up on them when they're asleep, and tip them over.
Yeah. Others. Now, here's the thing. Jack wants to go in there guns blazing with machine guns and stuff, and Mr. Echo won't show him where they are until he mentions Anna Lucia. And then he's like, oh, hey, I know that chick.
Yeah, that was the skank I met at the bar.
Yeah. And so then, you know, they show
I
the
like
flashback.
Their mustache,
and Saeed's like, go ahead and kill me. I've tortured people and stuff. And I've tied people to trees. And I've built sex shacks.
We are both dead inside.
I had sex with her before you shot her. It's like, oh, dude, that's... Well, okay, here's the thing that bothered me about this episode. No one went over to the girl who just got shot. They, like... You know, it's just like she's just laying there decomposing the whole time.
Yeah, what the hell happened with Saeed? You know, one minute he's obsessive about some girl that he loved in Iraq that he lost, and now she's in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden he gets a piece of tail, and he's like, oh, Iraqi girl?
I found the prize.
Who's that?
Hey, this is what I get in my Cracker Jack box.
Game over.
No, but here's the thing. Anna Lucia realizes she's not worth dirt anymore. She's a horrible person. And he gives her the knife and gun and says, go ahead and kill me. And I was very upset that he didn't gut her right there. You know, the writers really dropped the ball. He could have just disemboweled her, pulled her intestines out, and, like, built a slingshot with it.
A slingshot?
And then picked up a coconut and shot her in the head with her intestine slingshot. Man, that would have been the best episodic TV ever. But instead he's like, okay, whatever. And then Jack shows up. And then
We're both dead inside.
And then when Jack shows up and he sees her, I was hoping he would pull out a gun and go, just blast her right in the forehead, just like she's a zombie in Resident Evil.
She was evil.
But right. That didn't happen, and we got to wait till this week to see what else happens. So,
is there a new episode this week?
Yes.
I believe so. There was none of that in 12 weeks. An all new.
In 42 weeks, there will be a new law.
Yeah.
After we make up a few episodes.
We're waiting for the Sopranos to come back first, and then we'll have another episode.
We're waiting for Ben Affleck to ruin this show.
Yeah. And, okay, guys.
We're waiting for a show called Nowhere in Mulberry so we can get our ideas.
Yeah. Let's talk about theories about the island. How about stupid theories?
Stupid lost theories.
What?
Now this week I finally found a theory that works. I'll wait for Steven to finish yawning.
Yes, I did too. It involves yawning and it involves Steven.
Now here it is.
My theory is Steven is tired.
Yeah. Okay, here is the theory. The island is a space ark carrying the last inhabitants of man. The Whisperers.
Does it have a space kitchen?
Yes. The Whisperers are actually called wraiths or shadow men, and they can bend or tune reality.
Shadow people!
Yes, the island is floating in space, actually, and the island is an...
On repulsor lifts.
It's an island experiment for repopulating their planet, Darmathias.
Darmathias.
Yes.
Interesting.
So the logos and the hatch and stuff, those are just parts of the spaceship.
Yeah,
so,
created by Dharma Soro subsystems.
Yeah, and so basically what is going on here is every once in a while they'll go in and bend or tune reality by using these needles they stick in your forehead.
And it's these white ghostly men that all starred in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, they got names like Mr. Book. And
Mr.
It's just,
Book?
Yeah, I think this is it. We've hit on
Mr. Echo. Mr. Echo is one of them.
Yeah, he is, only he's in black paint.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, did you have a theory this week?
I think my theory would be it's the ultimate game of 6 degrees of separation with Jack. He's going to know everybody on the plane somehow.
So he knows, Saeed, he actually knows Saeed's, brother's cousin's roommate?
Yes.
I gotcha.
He went to med school with him.
He operated on Saeed's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It turns out Jack has operated on everybody,
a relative of everybody on the plane.
Yeah, and I thought this was an interesting thing brought up by someone, is that Jack is the only doctor they have. Why do they always send him into the jungle to investigate things, you know? Hey, let's put this guy in danger, the only guy who can patch us back up, you know? Bill.
Because everyone else is cowards.
Vanessa, you had a lost theory also, didn't you?
Yes, they're in the Bermuda Triangle, man.
All right.
They're stuck.
Even though they're in the South Pacific. Okay.
Don't ruin it.
Now, this week we're not going to do a movie drops because I've decided to start doing it, once every four episodes. I figured I figured we need Vanessa to dry out. So,
what?
Hey, Vanessa, you ready to do the news?
Yeah.
Begat Rather, Chancellor begat Brokaw, Reynolds begat Jennings, and each of them did a pretty fair job in his own right. You've always been very nice to me, so give this new anchor team for Nightline a fair break. If you don't, I promise you the network will just put another comedy show in this time slot, and then you'll be sorry. That's our report for tonight. I'm Ted Koppel in Washington.
All right, Vanessa, what do you got on the news this week?
That was a really shitty comment. Man, he was bashing Jimmy Kimmel right there. That was nasty.
All right. In Highlands Ranch, Colorado, a 17-year-old likely will face misdemeanor charges after allegedly losing control of his car while text messaging and hitting a bicyclist.
Was his name Connor McLeod?
No.
Oh, I thought you said Highlander.
No.
Yeah, he did say Highlander.
Jim R. Price, Highlands Ranch, died Friday, 2 days after the accident. We do not believe it was an intentional act, but it was an inattentiveness to the roadway.
Didn't he honk?
In his Model T.
His Model T Highlander.
And the investigation showed that he was text messaging on his cell phone. The driver could face a charge of careless driving resulting in death. Under Colorado law, the teen could face up to 1 year in prison.
Okay, if you have your cell phone and somebody else has their cell phone and you're driving, why wouldn't you just call the person?
I have to say that I've been guilty of sending a text of, like, okay or LOL. Like, Steven, like if Steven text messages
I'm always text messaging on the road. Jason's like, he'll send me a text message back, aren't you driving? And I'll send back, like, 5-page message, yes, why, I am driving, but what does that matter? Because I...
It's very dangerous, Steven. Don't do that anymore.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
If someone tries to call me when I'm driving, I usually tell them, I'm driving. I'll call you back when I get home or whatever.
Well, it's because you're anal.
All right, Vanessa, next story.
A day before access millions denied. Of Americans sit down to eat traditional Thanksgiving dinners, a Virginia woman grabbed the world turkey eating title on Wednesday by gobbling down a whole roast bird in 12 minutes.
What?
Oh, Lord.
Was it a competition, I
yeah,
hope?
Yeah, 10-pound bird.
How yep. big was the bird?
10 pounds.
10 pounds.
Jesus Christ!
And she, Sonia Thomas, 37, who weighs just 105 pounds, beat 7 men in the annual Thanksgiving Invitational, a race to eat 10-pound turkey.
They showed her on the news. That said it. I saw one that said she weighed 98 pounds.
Damn.
Well, that makes I guess that makes sense. Most of the people that win those things are the skinnier ones because they don't have as much pressure on their stomachs. They have more room to expand.
They also have super lightning quick metabolisms.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, Vanessa. Go ahead.
It's okay. I just love this line. The smallest in the field, Thomas put her victory down to being able to swallow fast.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You gotta love a fast swallower.
Are you gonna eat your tots?
But she said she talked about how she's going to eat turkey again on Thursday, which was Thanksgiving, but more slowly so that she could taste every bite.
What a stupid follow-up to the story. Oh, even though you want to call, are you still going to eat turkey on Thanksgiving? It's like, go away.
Yeah. She collected $2,500 in prize money and also dominated her opponents in egg, cheesecake, baked bean, crab cake, meatball, and fruitcake eating contests.
You know what her burps would sound like?
Ew. Wait, no, that's Marguerite.
Ah, that was a good turkey.
And Canadian inmates...
That doesn't make sense.
...can now get tattoos in prison parlors under a pilot program aimed at cutting down use of unclean needles.
I love that.
What
the
hell is wrong with Canada?
Let's give them their tattoos so they start using ballpoint pens and Bic lighters.
The Canadian government showed off its tattoo parlor program on Thursday at a prison in Bath, Ontario, where it's being tested. The program has advantages in that we can take a practice that already occurs and make it safer. We're trying to reduce the amount of makeshift needles. The government believes
tattooing
contributes to the spread of disease in prisons because of the use of shared needles.
You know what's funny is Steven and I worked with a dude who had a prison tattoo, and it was halfway done. And it was like a cross that wasn't finished.
Cross that looked like a dagger.
Yeah, it was really gay. And the worst part is he was proud of it, like... Dude, that's a weird looking tattoo. Oh, dude, in prison, man, use like a ballpoint pen, heat it up, and stick it in your skin. It's like, okay, I didn't want to know that.
Don't want to know and don't care.
And it turns out
did
that...
Did he have a teardrop tattoo?
The person we're talking about is Foggy.
Foggy, you rock.
Yes.
Well, to be eligible for the program, tattoo designs must be approved by prison officials and must not be gang-related or deemed racist.
Can it say mama?
Yeah. Participating inmates must have a good prison record.
And your mom.
1 hour controlled session with an inmate tattoo artist for an equivalent of $4.25.
So you have to behave in order to get your tattoo?
Yes.
Right.
Could you get like Davy and Goliath or something?
I need to behave this much so I can get my slut tattoo.
Yeah. Can you have Mama Didn't Love Me?
I want to get my R. Crumb Keep on Trucking tattoo all on my back.
Microsoft.
So scared, baby.
Microsoft.
Microsoft Corporation on Wednesday said some Xbox 360 owners are reporting problems with a new video game console that debuted in North America earlier this week.
Uh-oh.
Error. Examine.
Here's their statement. We have received a few isolated reports of consoles not working as expected. Enthusiast websites, as well as Microsoft's own Xbox web forum on Wednesday, carried posting from 360 owners reporting that some systems had crashed during regular play, as well as during online gameplay using the Xbox Live service.
I'm curious how many is a few.
It does not confuse.
Couple thousand.
By how many? Okay, what are the numbers on the Xbox 360 in the first week? How many sold?
I think they released, what, 800,000?
Yeah, so a few could be maybe half, 400,000 owners?
Probably.
I'll get you.
Dude, that would suck. You're all excited about the Xbox 360, and then you get it, and it, like, shuts down. It, like, overheats.
From what I understand, a lot of the games are a big disappointment, too.
And you know what I heard, Vanessa, is that the video quality of DVD playback has a lot of artifacts and stuff, a lot of noise in the picture. Very disappointing.
Yeah. And this guy was talking about, on this website, they're saying that the 360's been available for, 15 minutes, and already the crash reports are streaming in, and people are really ticked off about it. And, you know, of course, Microsoft keeps saying, oh, it's only a very, very small fraction of units sold. And, of course, with any launch of this magnitude...
Because the rest of them are wrapped up and waiting till Christmas. They'll crash
on the 20... they'll find out Christmas morning.
Or post it on eBay for $1,000.
Yeah, I just wish I would have bought one and sold it for $1,000. Then I would use that extra money to get my PS3 and some games.
The local Best Buy right over here by you only had 15 360s.
Damn.
60 people waiting to get those 15.
Yeah, I saw on the news. People they're like waiting outside all night. And here's what it sounded like when they opened the doors finally. All right, Vanessa, what else you got?
You need to play that clip with some gunshots.
I was just going to say...
Why did you go eat a decrepit piece of crap?
If anybody does have issues, call the 1-800...
Yeah, I like how they give that in the story. Call our line where people call about XP complaints.
We're not having any reported problems, but in case you're having them, call our number.
This isn't just...
You better cut it out right now or I'll pound you.
When I worked with Xbox, this was our exclusive number for Xbox technical troubles, even for retailers, even if they had interactive troubles. It's just for my Xbox is the number. 1-800-4, the number 4, and then my Xbox. So that's where you go if you have actual console problems.
Nice.
All right. The 16-year-old star of the Harry Potter movie said Sunday the latest film in the series should not be toned down to get ratings suitable for young children. Daniel Radcliffe, who has been the title role in the films based on J.K. Rowling's novels, said Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire is at times intense. The nature of the book, a 16-year-old kid dies in Harry Potter 4. You can't make that light and frothy, he tells reporters. Radcliffe said audiences would have been disappointed if the story had been softened to avoid its rating in Australia of being unsuitable for children under 15. The first 3 weeks were deemed suitable for children with parental guidance.
Goblet of Fire. Man's got to know his limitations.
Is the first Potter film to earn a PG-13 rating in the United States.
Why do they make such a big deal about the PG-13 crap?
They can read the book, can't
It's the
they?
Same thing with Episode 3. Oh, Episode 3 is going to be PG-13. It's like, that doesn't mean anything. People go see... Kids see rated R movies all the time. No one pays attention to the rating system. It's retarded.
It's only parents who try to tell everybody else how to parent. You shouldn't let your kids watch that.
No, you know, they don't complain about Harry Potter about that. They complain about it because it deals with witchcraft, you know.
Yeah.
It's
Eat Satan.
Alive.
Harry Potter's in league with Lucifer.
Yes,
it's like, yes, they're leprechauns.
Child reads Harry Potter. if my child reads Harry Potter or sees
he's got
movie,
his Lucky Charms!
He's going to buy the Necronomicon and Antoine LaVey's.
Yeah, it's like, that was a great movie, Mommy. I'd love to start practicing black magic. Let's dissect the cat.
I was watching the movie, Mommy. All of a sudden, I started thinking of a bald man with a mustache named Antoine.
Anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like, nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
So after Napoleon, did kids like, Mom, I want to learn nunchuck skills.
Nunchuck, I love that.
I want to learn black magic.
I want to learn to use nunchucks and black magic, and I'm going to dissect the cat.
And okay. I want to be a Jedi.
But it's like, Harry Potter is like so, I mean, it's such well-written stuff. I mean, I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but there's plenty of people out there that don't like it because of religious conviction reasons.
Access denied.
I
don't get it.
I don't mean to insult anyone by saying it's stupid, but I just don't get it. It's like, you know what, you could make the same thing for Star Wars.
Right,
these
I mean,
Jedi, oh.
They're always making stuff float around, aren't they?
They believe in their own religion, yeah. The force
is very much like humanism, you know, find the power within you, not through a higher power.
Yeah.
You know, it's the power within you. Oh my God, I just realized George Lucas is totally, oh man.
He's a Buddhist.
I'm not watching Star Wars anymore.
Gormis got it freak.
What else you got, Vanessa?
That's it. That's all five.
Property accounts payable. Nina speaking.
It goes by fast.
Hey, it's the DVD segment with Mulberry Bill. Straight from his zombie-proof post-apocalyptic library with lots of pornography, he has the latest DVD releases. So let's check out what you got, Bill, with the latest DVDs this week.
I've got Jazz Hands.
Yeah, Jazz Hands.
That's from his issue of
with
Swing.
With the Vince Giraldi trio. Well, I'm going to make this a special edition.
Ooh.
Of DVDs.
Oh.
What,
since
would
the
it
holidays
be
are coming up.
Emmy-worthy.
I believe this will be
Emmy-worthy. So this will be a holiday buyer's guide, if you will?
Yes.
May I?
Go ahead.
Luke, I am your father.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, starting this next week, the 29th, as I talked about last week, we have a couple DVDs coming up, couple rentals, couple buys.
All right.
Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo, for your fans of crass humor.
Right.
Family Guy, Volume 3. I guess, again, I'm going to have to say, I think it involves the third season. I have no idea.
You think?
Yeah.
Retarded.
The long-awaited Frighteners, the director's cut, previously only available on Laserdisc. From what I understand, they have about 2 hours of the 4-hour documentary that was available on the Laserdisc on this new DVD release.
So do they whittle it down and keep all the good gist of it, you know?
They may. I'm not really sure, but from what I understand, well, actually, I do know. In Japan, the release over there, the Region 2 Japanese release, has the full 4-hour documentary.
That's a long documentary, man.
Yeah, but also the discs, there's three dual-layer discs. There's the movie on one and the documentary on two. This release here in the States is what is called a DVD 18. It's a dual-sided, dual-layer DVD.
Right.
And Universal is notorious for their DVD 18s being faulty. So if you have a region-free player, I would recommend going to CD Japan or Yes Asia
and
purchasing the Frighteners Director's Cut through them.
Now, hey, can I ask you this? The Frighteners Director's Cut, have you watched it yet?
Yeah, I have the laser disc.
Does it add more to the movie than the theatrical cut?
Yeah, there's more character development, a couple more scenes with Frank Bannister and the Ghosts. A couple more. It's a longer opening, you know, whenever with the
right,
the mother and daughter and all that. It's much better.
That movie was very, I mean, it was really well made, and too bad it didn't do better.
Yeah, you know what? I can't remember what it came out against, but it got buried under something.
Now, Vanessa, you've never seen The Frighteners?
No, that's one I haven't seen.
Wow, I think you would enjoy it. It's got Michael J. Fox.
I know what it is. I haven't seen it.
He's good in it, but I really think he was kind of miscast in it.
No, I think he was perfect.
You think
especially in this director's cut version. It's much deeper.
I'm not on your back.
You are. I can feel you there, like Jabba's little mate.
All right, Foggy. What the hell? Okay.
Next release for November 29th. Havoc, the unrated edition.
Oh.
With Anne Hathaway. No. And her incredible breasts. There's a couple scenes that have already leaked onto the internet.
Now, I have seen these leaked footage, Stephen. Basically what it is, it's Anne Hathaway, the Princess Diaries, topless. You see her breasts in all of its glory. Their glory. It's not one breast. It's two breasts. Yeah. It is both breasts, right, Bill?
Oh, yes, both.
Not being used to my ability.
All right, Bill, what else you got coming out? This holiday package guide of DVDs. Man, I have nothing this week.
Okay, November 11th, 29th again, March of the Penguins.
Ooh, March of the Penguins. One of your favorite movies, Bill, if I...
Yeah. You might want to give it to
shit,
kids,
piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Foggy, we cannot play that. What the hell?
Mission Hill, the complete series.
Now, you guys were talking about Mission Hill last week. What the hell was this cartoon? It's a cartoon
show. It's a really funny show.
Is it like for little kids?
No, it's an adult cartoon. It's on Adult Swim now, but it was on the WB, and it's written by Josh Weinstein. And it's about just this group of friends that live in this city or this town called Mission Hill. And
it's an older brother who lives on his own. The mm-hmm. parents decide to move away.
Is it like,
but the little brother who's in high school doesn't want to move. So he moves in with his brother just so he can stay to finish high school.
I mean, is it a funny show? Or
yeah, it's very funny.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a
she must be a
20-something-year-old
like
watching after a high school boy,
with
you know, and antics ensue.
Is it kind of like the Boondocks?
No.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith on the 29th.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Is that any good?
It's a fun movie.
Is it a fun ride?
It's a fun ride.
Don't you hate when the reviewers say that? It's a fun ride.
It's an exciting tour de force.
It's a thrill-seeking adventure.
It's hell's a poppin'.
Got Murder Ball on the 29th.
Ooh, Murder Ball. It's some kind of murder mystery with Michelle Pfeiffer?
Again, that's the Quad Rugby documentary.
Oh.
Sky High.
Ooh, Sky High, of course.
Sky High on the 29th.
I love Sky High.
And next, we will move on to the 6th. Of December.
Now, may I mention that any of you guys can get me all these DVDs for Christmas. That's December 25th.
Yeah. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Volume 4.
Never seen
it. If you've never seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force and you have a good sense of humor, buy the whole set, Volumes 1 through 4.
I don't have a good sense of humor.
Batman the Animated Series, Volume 4 on the 6th. Love the Animated Series. It was on the WB.
Man, that was a classic. The instant classic.
Yeah. Cinderella Man, 2-disc collector's edition.
Chick
no
flick.
One saw.
Wait, what's Cinderella Man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's the boxing
movie.
The
boxing movie.
The one, yeah.
The one about Max Baer's father.
Yes.
You know what? I've heard it's good. Ron Howard, Opie, he never makes a bad movie.
No.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
He did make, what was that one movie? Grand Theft Auto, Roger Corman movie.
That's digging, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yes or no?
I'm reaching. Steven, do I have that bag that I had with me last week? Big bag of nothing.
There's nothing in this bag.
Dukes of Hazzard, unrated edition.
Oh, hell yeah.
What is going on here?
Is it going to show the cousins gang banging?
Does it show Jessica Simpson's ass?
I have no idea why it's unrated, but I'm sure it's...
it's the unrated... Why do they keep doing this?
I don't know.
It's going to have a scene with, Johnny Knoxville jerking off or something.
Willie Nelson smoking some pot.
Yeah. He's rocking the guns. Isn't that, it's like, hey, Willie, we want you to be in our movie. We'll put some pot jokes in it. It's like, as long as the check clears.
Yeah. Fantastic Four.
You're paying the taxes on that, right? Now,
okay, Fantastic Four's coming out? Hot damn. Jessica Alba?
It took long enough, didn't it? Did it just do well in other parts of the world?
That was the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
Now, let's talk about this for a second. That Fantastic Four did better box office than Serenity.
And that's really sad.
And this is something that I want to talk about Serenity, is that was Serenity marketed badly?
Yes, it was.
Was the
title... That's the entire reason it failed.
Was the title Serenity just a bad title, where people were like, what the hell is a Serenity, you know?
Probably.
Yeah, I think Serenity was a poor title for it, but also I think Universal really puffed the bunny on the marketing.
Yeah, they tried to do, what do they call it, the street level,
the critically acclaimed.
The marketing campaign for people who were in the club, that were already in the club. You know, hey, Joe Schmo, who,
word of mouth.
You know, the brown coats. Yeah, let's
and
get
they
you
didn't
guys.
Understand is that the brown coats don't have any friends. there's no one there to spread the word to.
The 15 brown coats. They
just
saw
Mom, can you take me to see Serenity pre-sneak preview?
Brown coats, just remember, go to nowhereinmulberry.com and leave a voicemail for Bill.
Okay, we also have
Jesus Christ, man. There's just
The Island.
Starring...
Ooh, The Island with Michael Caine. I love that movie, based on the Peter Benchley novel.
No, The Island, Michael Bay.
Oh, boo.
Scarlett, Big Boobies Johansson.
And
that's her middle name?
Ewan, yeah, I was wondering about her. Ewan McGregor, what the hell are you doing?
This one's for Steven and his Anne Bancroft.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
Mistake from a week or two back. The producer's deluxe edition.
I never just told Steven.
What?
I think, Bill, you were in on that, too.
I just agree with whatever you say.
No, like, we were talking about the producers, and I think you mentioned Anne Bancroft. Bill mentions Anne Bancroft, and I go, yeah, I believe so. And then I went and looked, and she's not even in the movie, so... Actually, all of us were wrong.
Okay, this one's really important. R. Kelly, Trapped in the Closet, Chapters 1 through 12, explicit version, will be released on December 13th.
Have you seen my baseball?
Now, what is Trapped in the Closet about?
That's his rap opera.
It's horrible.
Well, everyone's sleeping with someone else. My favorite part, though, is the fat white lady that has a midget hiding in the closet. There's actually a midget in the song.
Where did he use his own money to create this?
I think he
I'm funded out of my own pocket. It's like, yeah, we know you are.
It's so incredibly bad.
You want something done?
Can't help
do
but
yourself.
Laugh.
They were making fun of it on Jimmy Kimmel. They were like reenacting it.
Yeah, he did one called Jimmy The Kimmel. Pizza.
Everybody's been making fun of this, and I have no idea what it is.
Oh, then, you have to watch some of it. It's
when
so,
I was
even
in...
The,
when I was this in L.A., they were doing disaster. It on the radio station in the morning. They were making fun of it.
Does he realize he's a laughingstock, or does he care?
He doesn't care, because he screws underage girls.
Hey, Bill, real quick, movie drops. One movie drop. What is this?
Death by Stereo.
Oh, shit.
You gotta know, it's so bad. It's like one of the worst cinematic movie lines of dialogue ever written.
You know what? It sounds familiar. I don't know.
Steven?
What is it?
Come on, you guys, listen.
Death by Stereo.
What is it, The Lost Boys? I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, that's it. Ding, ding, ding. It's one of the Coreys delivering one of the best written lines ever.
Is it really The Lost Boys?
Yeah, it's The Lost Boys. He shoots an arrow into the dude through his stereo, and he, like, electrocutes and blows up. And
see,
he,
that's what I thought. I just didn't want to sound stupid when I said it.
You know, it's like the vampires are flying around. They look like Gorgiles.
Gorgiles. Okay, this one's for Vanessa on the 13th. Roll Bounce.
Ooh.
Okay, The Simpsons complete seventh
roll
season
bounce.
On the 13th.
Roll Bounce. Roll Bounce.
Sin City, recut and extended.
Ah, this is the edition I want. All right, start getting the charge cards out.
Yep, this, on,
we've talked about this before. Robert Rodriguez wired the theater so you could hear Steven. You could hear the crowd reacting to the movie.
Yeah,
gasping, if you will. And I have not seen Sin City on DVD yet since it's come out. I'm waiting for this edition.
I haven't seen it either, but I own it, and I still haven't watched
it. I want to watch it cranked
same
up.
Here.
I did watch a few movies last night, or night before.
But this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks.
Now, what movie did you see, Steven?
I watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Far out!
And it was good. Not bad.
Yeah, it's funny. I enjoyed it.
And
I liked the dolphin song in the beginning.
Boring.
So long, thanks for the fish.
It was good. Okay. The 6th, or I skipped these two. I got to go back. December 6th, Star Wars Clone Wars Volume 2.
Hey, I've been waiting for this to come out, man.
Yep, and Thundercats Season 1.
Ooh, Thundercats. With Lion-O and Chitara, if you will.
I love Thundercats. Okay, Battlestar Galactica Season 2, even though it's not even finished. I don't know how they're doing that.
They just want to make some video money, I guess.
One of the grossest movies ever made, Cannibal Holocaust Deluxe Edition on the 20th.
Cannibal Holocaust? What the hell is that?
It's a really gross horror movie from the 70s. Chicago Collector's Edition.
Ooh,
for you
musical fans.
Yeah. If you haven't bought it once already. Death Race 2000 with David Carradine and Sylvester Stallone.
Another Corman classic.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It is a classic.
And Gallipoli Special Collector's Edition. That's a classic war movie with a very young Mel Gibson.
Complete me.
That movie was good, and it was one of those movies that ends on a freeze frame. Not a lot of movies end on a freeze frame, Steven, but that movie does.
Yes, it does.
What I like to call it is the chips ending, where it goes,
the chips
ending. Freeze frames on them laughing. They're all having a guffaw. But this one, it's a tragic. The guy's running. If you haven't seen Gallipoli yet, the guy dies at the end.
Yeah, it's a very depressing movie.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Mel Gibson, he was really good in it, and he doesn't die.
Yeah, and he has his Australian accent in it.
Yeah, there's a part where he cleans his teeth with, like, a wash rag.
Into the Blue.
Into the Blue.
Yes, Into the Blue's coming
Pardon
out.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What the hell does that have to do with anything? Now, wouldn't you say that Into the Blue stars more ass than it does actors?
Mean bad actors?
No, I mean as in the buttocks.
Alba ass?
As in tailenders.
Ashley Scott ass?
Yeah, for those of you who have not seen Into the Blue, there's some great shark deaths in the movie, and just
one including Ashley Scott.
If you can just make it through halfway through it, there's a lot of shark carnage that's worth sitting through.
And it's so funny because the moment, you know, somebody falls in the water, you know what's coming. They don't have to be shot.
Well,
if
you
there's
know,
a fight.
The funny
if there's
thing.
A fight. All of a sudden, there's a shark there.
The funny thing about that, Bill, is through the whole movie, they go out of their way to show that Paul Walker and Jessica Alba, they're not afraid of sharks.
No.
But as soon as they need be, bad guys are going to get eaten by sharks. Is it because they are like Aquaman and they can command the sharks to kill them?
Yeah, they can communicate with the sharks.
Yeah. I mean,
Jessica Alba's ass and sound waves
like,
out. Her farts send messages. Okay, last couple ones. Serenity on the 20th.
Ooh, Serenity.
Yes.
Now, Bill, wait, Serenity? I remember seeing commercials that there's like this girl doing karate or something, and it has to do with space stuff, or I don't know. What the hell is that movie about?
All I can say is check out the cover. This is so wrong. This is so incredibly wrong. Okay, Serenity, based on the great show from Joss Whedon, Firefly. We've all talked about it, blah, blah, blah. Everyone knows about it.
Right.
But the cover is so horrendously awful.
Yeah.
At the top of it, it says, experience the ultimate action adventure. It's got Summer Glau, who plays River, looking like some sort of intergalactic space whore dressed up with this eyeliner, and then it's got ships shooting back and forth with laser cannons.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Firefly is there.
But this is the best part, is it shows Mal, the captain, with a Lord of the Rings style army of Reavers. It looks like the Battle of Helm's Deep on the cover.
It does. It's so bad. You know, if they didn't promote it bad enough, they've made a cover that makes absolutely no sense.
It confuses the people that know what it is.
Yeah, it's like, wait, do I know what that movie is?
Did I tell you guys that I have an autographed picture by Summer Glau?
No.
Yes, you told me.
What the hell was that?
Somebody was shooting a gun outside the studio here. Did you hear that, Bill?
Yeah, what was that?
It sounded like about 6 gunshots.
I think the zombies are over your side.
Maybe they broke through the barrier.
Oh, crap. Our electric barrier's down.
Uh-oh.
Holy cow.
Was that seriously a gunshot?
I don't know what it is.
It sounded like.
It could have been like a...
I don't think backfires do multiples.
Would you say it was maybe,
Why don't you have Steven peek outside? Steven, I have children. Why don't you peek out?
Steven, just poke your head out there real quick. Steven! Since we're talking about Serenity and we didn't have a lot of TV shows, okay, let's do our roundtable discussion right now. Will you guys buy Serenity on DVD?
Yes.
Will you be disappointed knowing that there is not a Battle of Helm's Deep style battle in the movie?
Yes.
With millions of Reavers?
Even though I've seen the movie before, I'm going to be disappointed. No.
Will you be mad that you don't see any lasers or anything like that?
No.
Lasers. In fact, the best scene with the best explosion with Mal on top of Serenity with that that cannon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If that pilot again once says the leaf comment floating on the wind like a leaf and then gets killed,
yeah,
I'm going to throw the DVD out. If it's on there, they've got to keep him alive for the DVD. Yeah.
Let me say this. This is, for anyone who's listening who's never heard of Serenity or Firefly, all I'm going to say is this. Just rent it. I'm not going to tell you to go buy Firefly on DVD, the box set. Just watch Serenity first, and if you like it, you know, check it out or whatever. You don't have to put up. You don't have to
show first.
No, you don't have to start wearing a brown coat. I myself own a tan coat, and it's Steven, you have a blue coat, don't you?
I've got a tan.
I have a green coat.
Yeah, we all have different color coats, but we still like the show and we like the movie. So that's what I'm going to say. And I really, this is what it comes down to. If they would have shown River's ass on the trailer several times. Number one box office that weekend.
Would have sold out.
It would have.
Yeah,
showed her in some space underwear. Some like foil.
If they would have made her look like she does on the cover of the DVD.
Space Prostitute. You know, if they would have titled it Space Prostitute.
Space Whore.
River Space Prostitute.
Yeah.
Wasn't that movie called Life Force?
I was trying to think of a better name than Serenity, and I came up with this. See if you like it.
That's excellent.
Wow. No name. Where does
I had it. I had it. Okay, here it is. Space Jalopy.
Space Jalopy.
Would you guys go see that? Space Jalopy, the movie, starring Space Whore.
How about Space Edsel?
Yes. But I mean, like, Serenity. It's like, what is it about, like, Scientology? Or is it about...
Space
Is this another movie about body thetans?
L. Ron was here.
Yeah.
I'd like you to consider Scientology.
All right, Bill, what other fantastic movies on DVD should we get for our holiday gifts?
That's it for the holiday gift guide.
It was an awesome gift guide.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, there was this guy, and I don't really know. Well, I suppose, no, really what happened was, no, the thing is, rather than confront, I thought...
Hey, Steven.
Why don't you look like a tree? Get out of here.
Biff.
You know how long it's been since I've heard this?
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
What happened to Vanessa? She just seemed to disappear.
She fell off the face of the earth.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Vanessa aged very quickly.
Where the hell did Foggy dig that up at? Now, guys, I want to talk about something very serious. I do this every episode, and it's just so stupid. But all right, go to nowhereinmulberry.com and check out our website. You can stream or download the show. Also, on the right there, you can join the forum and talk to us about TV shows, about Smallville, you know, Lois Lane. You can talk about Morgan Webb on X-Play.
Speaking of, did you see the picture of her at the 100 episode party?
No.
Lois Lane in that dress?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my Lord.
Good Lord, man.
That's a woman.
Yes! I like it.
Also, email us at nimpodcast@gmail.com, Stephen. In fact, Stephen, why don't you email the show after the show? Just tell the show what you thought of it.
Hey, I was part of the show. I really love the show.
You know,
can't wait for you to finish editing
it. We understand.
If you want to talk to Stephen about his ability on the show,
I'm not being used to my ability.
Now, before we go, guys, I wanted to say Happy Thanksgiving. I'm sorry for trampling over you when I wanted to get my Xbox 360. Steven, you got your $1,000 plasma. Bill, did you get your Westinghouse LCD?
Yes, I did.
Was it worth?
I paid $1,000 extra because it's flat.
Nice. Did you? Was it worth trampling over that old lady?
Absolutely. She was dead anyway.
She'd already been killed by other
shoppers.
Yeah,
she wasn't going to enjoy her LCD screen because she has, what do you call it, astigmatism or cataracts,
she's
whatever.
A bug up her ass.
Stigmatism.
Yes. And
she's got it all. Stigmatism, cataracts.
This was episode...
Glaucoma.
This was Lucky 13, and I think it turned out pretty damn lucky.
Yeah, I think 13 is a pretty bad number.
Whenever I play the lotto, I'm going to rub this episode. So, on that note, I'm going to see you guys next week.
Bye!
It's not finished! It's finished!